This is Terrio Media.
Hey, strap in. It's time for the Epic Real Estate Investing Show. We'll be your guides as we navigate the housing market, the landscape of creative financing strategies, and everything you need to swap that office chair for a beach chair. If you're looking for some one-on-one help, meet us at reias.com.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to the Epic Real Estate Investing Podcast. My name is Mercedes Torres, and I am lucky enough to be partners in crime with Mr. Matt Terrio, the guy who created the Epic Real Estate Empire. So, big question. Is now the right time to buy an investment property? Well, you're about to find out. But before, unlock the Elon Musk strategy to build wealth, gain business credit, and keep more of your money. Ever wonder how the top 1% do it? Exclusive details at freeentity.com. So let's dive into the big question. Is it time to buy an investment property? The real estate market is constantly evolving, and making the right investment decision can feel like hitting a moving target, if you will. But don't worry, I've got you covered. I'll break down the key points, offering some compelling insight and strategies for potential real estate investors. But first, let's address the main problem: uncertainty in the real estate market. That is a huge problem. And unfortunately, nobody has a crystal ball to predict the future. Well, there's economic factors, there's changing demographics, and fluctuating interest rates. All of this contribute to the unpredictable nature of investment properties. Now, investors often wonder if they should jump in now or wait for a more stable time. But waiting for the perfect time can mean missing out on great opportunities. I see this happen so much, especially with our new investors. Sure, the market has its ups and downs, but history often shows us that real estates tend to appreciate over the long term. Plus, with inflation on the rise, holding cash could actually decrease your purchasing power. And sitting on the sidelines might make you feel safe, but it's not always the smartest move. Now, think about that for a moment. Let's get to the meat of it. I'm going to lay out several compelling points, and you can decipher for yourself, is now a good time to jump into real estate? Let's start with the obvious. Number one, the market conditions. Despite the uncertainties, certain markets show promising trends. For example, I look for areas where there's job growth. I also look for population increases and where there's infrastructure development. Like, where are they building Walmarts? Where are Amazon headquarters being built? That's what you want to focus on. You want to focus on areas where you know there's going to be no shortage of jobs, thus no shortage of individuals needing to rent a home. These factors typically drive demand for housing. Okay, number two, interest rates. Interest rates are still relatively low compared to historical standards. Now, I know we got ultra spoiled during the pandemic, but it is highly unlikely that in our lifetime, we will be experiencing interest rates that low again. So locking in mortgage rates now could save you thousands of dollars over the life of your loan. And here's something that's key. Let's just assume you lock in your property today, and in 6 months, interest rates drop drastically. It is very simple for you to refinance your property to get you that lower interest rates. Now, remember, even small changes in interest rates can significantly impact your return on investment. But is really a 0.001% going to make a difference for you? Think about that. Number three, rent versus buying. In any market, rents are rising faster than home prices. This can make buying a property to rent out a super attractive preposition. If you can secure a property in a high-demand rental market, much of what Cashflow Savvy offers is your rental income can cover your mortgage payment and then some. That's what I like to call cash flow. Now, I don't know about you, but I happen to love cash flow. Number four, diversification. Real estate can be a great way to diversify your investment property. Now, there's stocks and bonds, and those are great, but they're not the whole picture, and oftentimes you have no control over them. Real estate provides a tangible asset, one that can generate passive income, one that appreciates over time, and one that you can control. You can decide if you want to increase the rent if the lease is up. You can decide if you want to sell the property because you've appreciated substantially over the life of you holding the asset. You get to decide what you want to do with your property, unlike stocks and bonds. Number five, tax benefits. Now, don't forget about the tax advantages of owning real estate investment properties. This often goes way under the radar. I mean, people forget the benefits that you can get from writing off the mortgage interest, writing off the property taxes, the depreciation. All of this can be deducted, potentially lowering your taxable income. For our W-2 employees, this is great for you because everything that you've paid with your W-2 wages, you could potentially get back when buying and holding real estate investment properties because you're able to capture everything that you paid. And let's not forget this investment. The hedge on inflation. Parking your money in a real estate asset that you hold hedges what happens with inflation. So, where are the opportunities for private real estate investors? Well, look for emerging markets. Look for markets where properties are needing TLC that could be renovated. Look for turnkey real estate investment properties. Look for areas where the purchase price and rent ratio can give you a solid return. And look for markets where there are no shortage of tenants. And if you're not wanting to do all the work, do not shy away from turnkey properties. The key is to do your homework, like understand the market conditions, get to know your turnkey provider, and be prepared to act when a good deal comes your way. You know, investing in real estate, it's a journey. It's not a sprint. Stay informed, stay patient, keep your eye on the bigger picture. And if you need help, reach out to a professional that's already buying and holding real estate. There you have it. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, understanding the market conditions, understanding the market dynamics and opportunities are crucial. Keep exploring, stay curious, and you might just find yourself a big investment that's going to produce a solid return by just buying and holding a rental. That's it for today. Again, my name is Mercedes Torres with Cashflow Savvy, where cash flow is queen.
And that wraps up the epic show. If you found this episode valuable, who else do you know that might too? There's a really good chance you know someone else who would. And when their name comes to mind, please share it with them and ask them to click the subscribe button when they get here and I'll take great care of them. God loves you and so do I. Health, peace, blessings, and success to you. I'm Matt Terrio, living the dream.
Yeah, we got the cash flow. You didn't know, homeboy, we got the cash flow.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.